Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today I'm sharing with you my earnestly contending letter for January 2026. It is titled, Biblical Discernment and Christian, quote-unquote, Christian Music. Biblical Discernment and Christian Music. J. Vernon McGee used to say, quote, when the devil fell from heaven, he fell right into the choir. I understand the sentiment. For almost as long as I can remember, Christians have been fighting over the issue of music and what is appropriate versus what is inappropriate. It is sometimes called the worship wars. There are matters of perception, preference, and maturity. The challenge with contemporary Christian music is that we have everything in the mix. We have the good, the bad, and the ugly. Represented are true Christians and mere professors. Solid theology and heresy, the profound and the shallow. And then there are Christians who see everything as either totally black or totally white, with no gray whatsoever. And those who seemingly just skate along with most any and everything. So how do we sort this mess out? There will never be unanimity on this subject until we get to glory. But let us aim for maturity, where the truth is shared in love. First pure, then peaceable. James 3:17. There are three key issues in my mind that should govern proper biblical discernment and response when it comes to the issue of Christian music. Those are 1, content, 2, association, and 3, context. Number 1, content. The message sung is just as essential to get right as it is to get the message preached right. What is sung should be biblically sound and theologically orthodox. We have a singing faith, but we must make sure we are singing the faith. If a song is theologically sound, it is like meat. No matter where it comes from, it can be eaten. Yet there are other considerations related to the issues of association and context. See 1 Corinthians 8. Number 2, association. Sometimes a song is so identified with a heretic that it makes using it in worship counterproductive. Years ago, a Christian songwriter by the name of Ray Bolts wrote many wonderful, Christian is in quotes, by the way, a Christian songwriter by the name of Ray Bolts wrote many wonderful Christian songs. The whole Christian community loved and sang them. But then, Bolts came out as gay and left his family. Overnight, everyone stopped singing his songs. The content of the songs was fine, but the association with Bolts soiled everything. The consensus was that in worship, the focus would be distracted at best. No one standing for Orthodox Christianity wanted to identify with the hypocrisy and the apostasy involved. Number 3, context. If you lived in the days of Martin Luther as an Anabaptist, you would have known his threats of hellfire for those holding to Anabaptist convictions. I'm sure this put a damper on any idea of the Anabaptist singing a song by Luther. I totally reject Luther's baptismal regeneration. Thus, I agree with the Anabaptists, the radical reformers, on the issue of baptism. However, the context today is far removed from Luther's day. No one has a concern about singing "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God" today. Context makes all the difference. Bill Johnson is the pastor of Bethel Church in Redding, California. Bill is a prolific author, having written many books. Bethel Music is essentially an extension of his ministry, which has the largest footprint in the world of contemporary Christian music. However, the Bethel brand is the definition of hyper-charismania and brings with it a host of theological errors and heresies. How should we think about the Bethel brand and those of this ilk, of which Bethel is representative? In the next few months, I am going to deal with this issue in this forum of my earnestly contending letter. Is everything bad about Bethel music? No. But the point is The Bethel brand is so riddled with theological error that any use of their materials requires a caveat. We don't want to identify with or condone false teaching. The influence of Bethel has become so pervasive, and its theology is so bad that it must be refuted with sound doctrine. Titus 1:9. Worship in spirit and truth can never compromise the truth. Thought. Discernment is not simply telling the difference between what is right and wrong. Rather, it is the difference between right and almost right. End of quote. And the quote is from Charles Spurgeon. This is Pastor Dwight J. Oswald earnestly contending.